Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? I got a new date added, January 26th to the 28th, Phoenix, Arizona. Brand new hour of stand-up material, January 26th to the 28th, Phoenix, Arizona. Stand-up live. Then, of course, we got December 15th, 16th, 17th in Charlotte, Asheville, and Charleston. December 31st, Huntington, New York. And then we got January 12th in New Orleans, January 13th in Dallas, January 14th in Houston. But January 26th to the 28th, Phoenix, Arizona, and Buffalo, New York. You got moved to May 5th. Because of the snowstorm, ChrisDComedy.com for Tiki Wikis. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Chrissy Chaos. I'm sorry it's late, but you know what? So is Vinny. And who knows, actually, with her?
You've had the flu. You guys having like flu sex?
We've had no flu sex. Although I do think if we had sex, it would be like my historic performance by me. Like when Michael Jordan had his flu game, when he scored like 30 points with the flu. I feel like that's what would be my flu sex. Is I'd get like five pumps off before I busted a nut. I'm sorry. I'll be honest with you right off the top. I've had the flu. I'm feeling better today, but your energy is just so depleted. It's like I have next to zero energy, and I'm drinking coffee. I did a little blow. I tried fentanyl. I've been, you know, doing squats. I ate pizza. I've been trying to get my energy up. I've been listening to the national anthem. I watched the movie The Patriot with Mel Gibson. I've been trying to get pumped. Homeless pimp, you know, put on a new shirt for me to try to get me in the mood.
Come on, buddy.
Come on, yeah. I just feel like it's. I got to be honest with you. The flu. This is the sickest I've been since I'm 13 years old with mono. When I got mono from making out with a girl named Allison or a boy named Glenn, and I was so sick. I was begging to die. At 13 years old, I was begging to die. That's how sick I was. At the same time, in the same week, by the way, when I had mono in 1998, 13, shout out St. Matthias School, nobody had been absent all year, okay? The entire class had perfect attendance because we were little pussies. Nobody missed a day of school, and I think it was like April, so we only had 2 months of school left, and I missed school. I was the first one to miss school because I got freaking mono, dude. My spleen got enlarged. It was crazy. I had mono, and I remember just trying to stick it out, but I couldn't. I was like, I'm going to pass out. So I missed 11 days of school, but at the same time, my mom was home with gout. My mom got gout like she was King Henry VIII. She got gout in her big toe, and so we were home. Both homes, sick as dogs. I was sick with the mono, and she couldn't move her foot because she had gout in her big toe. And then the only positive of that time in my life was we got cable. My mom finally splurged and got us cable 5 years after everyone else had cable because she wanted to allow me to watch Monday Night Raw. I was able to watch Monday Night Raw. And you know, because that was on cable. I didn't have to go downstairs to my Aunt Colleen's house to watch it. So I haven't been that sick in 25 years and you know, my fever went away. You know, everybody's got the flu in my house besides Jasmine. I guess if you have a tattoo on your tit, it protects you. So maybe that's the key, is I got to get a tattoo on my tit and then I won't get sick. But I, you know, Delilah had
you should get one. Why don't you have a tit tat yourself?
I think I am going to get a tit tat. Well, I do have to get tattoos for my kids.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, here's what I was thinking actually about.
Otherwise the kid doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
Yeah.
I was thinking about, I want to get a sleeve tattoo So I'm thinking about getting two sleeves. Maybe I'll get them done simultaneously. Can you get sleeve tattoos on both arms simultaneously? If you can do it, let me know, and I'll let you guys do it, and we'll do a podcast while I'm getting the sleeve tattoos. Has anyone ever gotten done a podcast while they're getting tattooed?
Oh, I'm sure. We'll do it. Somewhere.
We'll be hacked.
What about, like, if you are going to be a movie star, what you're going to sit through all that makeup to cover those tattoos? You know.
Dude, listen, art is pain.
Excuse me.
Yes. So I was thinking for Delilah, I was thinking about getting a yellow sleeve. I was thinking about making my skin yellow. I was thinking about
sounds healthy.
Yeah.
Like a Simpsons character.
Yeah, looking like jaundice. And I was just thinking about being yellow. And then for Violet, purple. Okay. So one arm yellow, one arm purple. What do you guys think of that? But with sleeve, you know, like with a whole bunch of art, like, you know, fucking Japanese bullshit letters, you know, in there, whatever bullshit.
Yeah, koi fish, something.
Yeah, koi fish, you know.
You look like Ian Fidance.
Yes, who will be guest hosting Hey Babe with me. Hey Babe was also late, so I apologize. But, you know, so I'm going to.
So what happens in this sick chaos house? Like, what do the kids do with the flu? Are they still running around?
So Delilah's cough was bad, like really, really, really bad. And we took her to the doctor.
Who was most likely to go to the hospital? Anybody in the.
Who was closest? Yeah. Probably me.
Okay.
Just because of. But I think it's mainly because of just like being like weak about it. Because really, like, because I was trying to also fast while sick.
Oh, God.
And that was stupid. I was like, I can't. I was like, let me see how many calories Theraflu has. And then Jazz was like, she was like, take the Theraflu. I can't deal with you being such a pussy anymore. But I literally, at one point, because Jasmine wasn't sick, at one point in the bed at the same time was me, Delilah, Tristan, Violet, and Violet. We were all in the bed at the same time. And then Jerry, TT Jerry, who's also sick, was thinking about coming over and staying in the guest room or sleeping at the foot of our bed. So Jasmine, I would wake up in the middle of the night and Jasmine would just be fuming looking at the ceiling because everybody is like sprawled over her, sick, coughing on her. And she's just sitting there taking it because, you know, she's got to, obviously Violet not feeling well. It's the baby. She's got to take care of her. And then, you know, Delilah's a little girl and then Tristan's her son. And then how about this? Then we get better. All of us get better, you know, still feeling very tired. All of us get better. Yesterday, we sent Tristan to school for the first day. Is in school for 10 minutes, falls down, breaks his arm.
What?
Yeah, or like sprains his elbow or something. Yeah,
he's all right.
Yeah, he's all right. Yeah. But then we have to take him to the doctor. So we go back to the doctor and the doctor's like, I just saw you guys last week. Like, there's nothing I can do. Like, oh no, Tristan's arm is three times the size.
Dude. Life is chaos. It's always chaos, man.
It's always been
Sometimes I sit on that couch and think, I wonder what Chris is in the middle of.
Yeah, and dude, if you literally ever wonder about what I'm doing, just if it's early in the morning, just know that I'm looking at my zero fasting app, waiting for it to turn 11 so I can eat. And if it's at night, I'm just wondering if I can take Theraflu or not based off how many calories it is. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing in the morning and in the night, and then trying to help Delilah with her homework. I don't get her homework. And by the way, all my kids are failing religion. I'm like, all you have to do is memorize that Jesus was a fucking magician and that Mary didn't get banged out but still had got pregnant. So that's all you have to know. Write that.
How are they failing?
They're failing religion, dude. I'm like, bro.
They can't pray? What are the tests?
That's what I said. I was like, all you got to do is like say how much you like. Just write, I love Jesus. Just write, what would Jesus do for every answer? But yeah, so listen, this podcast, I appreciate you guys being with me. I'm sorry that's a little late. I'm giving it 100%, but I got to be honest. It's just like if you've had the flu, you know. The flu-y woo-y chop suey, it's rough. It hits you in a way that, like, you know, the first couple of days I just couldn't do it. I mean, I had 103 degree fever. I could have, but thank God that's gone. But then you just feel wiped. Dude, you feel like I've never felt like when people like, oh, I felt like I got hit by a bus or I'm so tired I can't get out of bed. I never knew what that meant. I knew what sinus infections were, sore throats, you know, I had that, you know, chlamydia. I know what that is. But not this. This is the first time I ever got the flu. And what they said the reason was is because already this year they've given roughly 5 million fewer flu shots this year than years past. I guess because of like vaccine conspiracy. I don't know. But because of that, it's made the flu go on steroids. Like the flu, it used to be so weak because everyone got vaccinated. The flu would just look like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and now it's strong. Now it's got the strength of Ron DeSantis. So, so
Trump's gonna attack him now.
I know, dude. Ronnie D, baby. We're gonna have a comic on named Modi in the
next.
There
you go. I got the screen to work. There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, no, Modi. I listened to an interview and he had to go up at a conservative Jewish event.
Yeah,
and he had to follow DeSantis.
Dude, we should do a bit where like kind of how DeRosa got mad at us because we wore the hot dog costume a week before. We should do all the bits from Taste Buds guests a week before. we should have them on right before they come out on Taste Buds.
I'll have you dressed in the clown outfit. I don't know if you noticed, there's a full 90s Ronald McDonald clown shoes in the other room.
What is
you
those?
You want to see him, bring them over.
Yeah, what are those for?
They're for DeRosa. You're supposed to wear a clown suit in the Lower East Side.
He has to wear a clown suit around the Lower East Side?
And then walk into his bar, and we have to film it, and then he's going to bartend at his bar.
Because he lost Taste Buds?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's already, like, teetering on suicide. I love it. Yeah, man. So I've been, you know, I'm really sorry about being late. You know, I love this podcast. This is everything to me. You know, I appreciate it. Wow. Wow. Look at these puppies. So these are real, actual Ronald. Look, that's how weak I am. I couldn't even hold Ronald's shoes. So these are real Ronald, like these.
Official from the 90s. A professional Ronald McDonald.
A professional Ronald McDonald molested a child in these shoes.
Dude, I had to get him from Dublin.
Jeez, dude, shout out Dublin. Don't get me started on talking about Ireland again. I'll do it. I'll do it for another 3 weeks.
So what do you do when you're sick in bed? Are you watching TV?
So basically what saved me the last week has been the FIFA World Cup. I've been watching the World Cup. I'm a fair weather soccer fan, but when the World Cup is on, it's just so exciting. These countries play so hard. I feel bad that, you know, even though I'm an American patriot and I'm happy that the U.S. won, I feel bad that the U.S. won because now the soccer team in Iran will be beheaded in front of their family.
You saw they killed an American, right? A fan, a 27-year-old fan got killed by the guards or some shit.
What?
For celebrating in a reckless manner the U.S. win.
And they killed him?
He's dead.
In Qatar?
Yeah.
Interesting. No, I didn't hear that. I heard that they weren't letting fans in that wear rainbow flags.
Yeah, that whole thing. No, and then I read the article, yeah. Somebody got killed for being reckless.
Well, US I hope citizen. They weren't on the Patreon because we can't afford to lose any more subs. Patreon.com/ChrisTComedy. All the fun, all the action's there. I've been watching the FIFA World Cup, and it was interesting. I went down such a rabbit hole with it. It's so cool, so fun. And then I watched FIFA Uncovered on Netflix, and it's a four-part series about how truly corrupt FIFA is. Like, dude, FIFA is like a government. So if it's, but I guess because it's so small, you're able to, like, you know, the government, actual FBI was able to get its hands around it, but I was just thinking, like, if the corruption at FIFA is so rampant, and, you know, obviously the FBI was able to stop it in some ways, the corruption at government levels must be so unworldly, like, we don't even understand the half of it, how absolutely 100% corrupt people are, because I don't know what this is. Like, I would never... purposely commit, like, corruption. Like, I would never take a bribe. I would never... By the way, what's wire fraud? Like, when I wire you money for doing the show, is that wire fraud? Like, I don't know...
Depends on the episode.
Like, I don't know what wire fraud is. Like, is it like... Because that's what everybody always gets accused of in, like, corporate... wire fraud. But what does that mean? Same thing as tax evasion. What is tax evasion? Just meaning like you don't pay your taxes?
Well, this is confusing.
Wire fraud. Financial fraud involving the use of telecommunications or information technology. What is that? See, I feel like the government does that on purpose because they're like, oh, well, you committed a crime. I'm like, yeah, but I didn't know.
I mean, you sound a little like Kanye right now.
Yeah.
But he's getting hit with $50 million in tax evasion.
But see, what does that mean, tax evasion? Meaning you just purposely didn't pay your taxes? Because how is that my fault if I go through my accountant? Like, I don't know how to pay a tax. I don't know what any of that shit
means. It kind of reminds me of the whole controversy with Balenciaga's bags. Why is the photographer in trouble if the creative director had children pose with at BDSM?
Oh, but they got... Oh, so it's that whole Balenciaga... How do you say Balenciaga?
Balenciaga.
Balenciaga. How do you say... How do you say the saga of Balenciaga?
Oh,
that's the Netflix. Balenciaga. That's what I would write if I worked for the New York Post. So
they should give you a column, by the way.
Yes, dude, they really should, man. Why don't
columns?
Yeah, they fucking call me all the time to try to get dirt on comics. Give me a post in your fucking newspaper. We vote the same. So tax evasion, the illegal non-payment or underpayment of tax, a 4-year sentence for tax evasion. So my question is this: I make whatever X amount of dollars. I go to my account. My accountant just does it. So what happens if he fucks up? Is it my fault? I don't know anything. I don't even know how. I don't even know the first thing about that. I don't know what to do at all. I don't even know what the forms are. They're like, oh, W-2, W-9, 1099, WD-40. I don't know. I don't know what this shit is, dude. I went to a Catholic, all-boy Catholic high school. All they did was teach you how to be firemen, cops, or garbage men. So they didn't expect anyone to have to know anything. They're like, these kids are all going to be city employees, so their taxes will be handled and their health insurance will be paid by the city. So I don't know, what that's how you know you're weak. You see that? You see what just happened? I had to do that. See, because it got stuck. A real healthy, in shape, flexible guy would just get like that, no issues. I got stuck here and had to pull the rest of the way. That's how you know you're a piece of shit.
You feel very brittle today.
I do, right? But what do you think? But look at these size 36 waist jeans from Zara. I feel these are more adult jeans. And I got a sweater from Zara. I've been going to Zara.
I love it.
And I've been growing
fast fashion.
I've been growing my hair out, and it's in a shit phase right now, where it's in that in between shit sucked phase where hair is growing over my ears and it's bushy on the sides. I got side bush on my head, and it sucks. So I don't know. But I got to just get through it. And I've been growing my beard out. It's too long, but I'm supposed to get a shape up. But I'm supposed to get a shape up today at 5:15 for my boy Jeremy at Cartel Hair Studio. Shout out Cartel Hair Studio. Great fashion, great hair stylist place down in Soho. Great barbershop down in Soho. But I'm going to make up an excuse because I don't want to wait around to 5:15 because I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to just have a stupid hair bush for another week. And I'm going to do my show next week with a full fucking bush on my head.
I like it, man. It's a fun phase.
It's fun, right? But it's an in-between phase where it kind of looks like shit right now. Right?
You just get a wig. Dude, get it like a nice... You need like a bob cut to the shoulders.
Yeah. Well, that's honestly... Because what I'm thinking is all my friends are bald or balding. And I'm so far, knock on wood, I don't have any balding patterns yet. So why not grow my hair out? Like, keep growing your hair until God says... You can't anymore.
Yeah.
Like, why do I keep getting short haircuts? I want long hair. Pull up Bradley Cooper. I want Bradley Cooper hair. Pull up Bradley Cooper long hair. Yes. Okay. So not that one. Yeah. So down to the left. Up to the right. I'm sorry. Down. See the one where he's wearing the gray and white. Yes. That's what I'm going for. What do you think of that? I want it to be long in the back where it almost kind of looks like a mullet, but it's fun.
I think it looks like that in photos and then looks like this every day.
You think it looks like his hair looks horrible there. Sorry. What? Jared, the doctor, by the way, told me, because before I came in a homeless pimp's apartment, we are live in homeless pimp's apartment right now. I'm not contagious because I've had flu A for 6 days now. So supposedly I'm not contagious, but pimp, if you do get sick, you can't sue me.
That couch has been through hell. I had a kid on the couch 2 days or 3 days ago who did every drug once.
Every drug
meth,
in the world.
Heroin, every single drug. He got it on the dark web and would sit alone in his house, door locked, and just do them to see what had happened.
What do you mean on the dark web?
He would go on the dark web in 2009, 2010.
Isn't that illegal?
Shout out. I mean, I think it's shut down
now. Oh, dude, speaking of illegal, Google University of Florida Kitna, K-I-T-N. Yeah, Gators quarterback Jalen Kitna arrested on child pornography complaints. So what he's saying, this kid, though, is that I believe, and I don't know the story or what I was getting from, is that he, again, well, I don't know why you have child porn, but he was sending, like, he found a thing online for like a meme joke or some type of thing and sent it to his friends, and now they got him on child porn, sending child porn across state, like all these federal crimes. But his statement was, I found this image online, like regular online, but
what was in the image?
That's the thing though, so I don't know, but it kind of just got me thinking, like just because you can find it online doesn't mean it's legal, right? Like, mm-mm. Like I could Google get me steroids online and find a place and they'll send it to me, but it's illegal.
The dark web, yeah. He said it was like eBay for every drug, anything.
But how do we get onto the dark
There's
web?
There's a thing you type into your browser that brings you to that.
You
place.
Know what that thing is?
No, I didn't want to know. I don't do any of that. I don't
so what? So there's like a website that like people know of.
And then
it's not darkweb.com.
No, it's some other thing, like the way you buy Bitcoin at Coinbase. You know what I mean?
Got it.
Yeah.
But Coinbase is legal.
Yeah, but imagine that infrastructure, but for dealing people and heroin.
So
and,
once you're on the dark web, though, is everything on the dark web illegal?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not quite sure.
See, that's the thing.
He was buying meth, and it would show up in like toy cars to his apartment.
See, that's the thing is, look at that. I have to pull my leg again. I don't even. I'm so technologically not advanced that I don't even know. Like, let me tell you this. Number one, I don't even know how to get onto the dark web or any of these stuff. But I must be one of the only. I'm 38-year-old biological male. I think that, like, I don't even use, like, a laptop. Like, okay. I don't even have a laptop. Like, everything I do is on my phone. But, like, even, like, writing. Like, I'm, you know, we have to write bits or whatever. I handwrite everything.
Me too.
Write it in my notepad. Mm-hmm. So, like, when somebody's like, oh, let's come up with an idea for a sketch or a TV show, I don't even have the software. I wouldn't even know where to begin with the software on Microsoft Word or what's it called? Final Draft?
Final Draft.
How to even begin to do that?
You don't need to know it. That's all bullshit.
You think it's bullshit?
It's gatekeeping bullshit. Like, I love Elon Musk, his five rules for his employees came out.
Okay.
And I think the fifth rule was use no jargon. If you're saying the cameras do this or that, just say the camera's going to do this or that. Don't use the word that they taught you in college.
Like, really?
He goes, you waste time every time you use jargon. No jargon.
So that's interesting. So you think like the Microsoft Word and all, that's all gatekeeper stuff.
Yeah. Somebody would be like, oh, you can't do a sketch without Final Draft and you have to indent it here. Just shoot the sketch.
Right.
I've been shooting sketches with young comics. We don't even write it. We just talk out the beats and go film.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
yeah.
not going to leave that day.
Yeah, because you know when I saw this about this kid, because his father John Kitna played in the NFL. His father John, Google John Kitna, JONKITNA. This guy John Kitna has played in the NFL. When I was like watch a kid, he always looked like he had leukemia.
Oh wow!
Right, this guy always just looked
Isn't
like.
Isn't it weird how some people just always look sick?
Yeah, but he was like a professional NFL player that's huge that will fucking kill you. But I always just thought like, oh, this guy's like a make-a-wish NFL quarterback.
He looks like best case Jim Norton.
Well, yeah, best case Jim. We got to have Jim Norton on the pod. How great would Jim be?
He's the best, dude.
I know.
And he's in a relationship now. It's hilarious.
I know. He's open
long-term,
about it.
Long-term, yeah, yeah.
So he's open.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
About like all,
hilarious,
all
yeah.
the facts about
they
it.
They got in a fight because he tried to order like a 16-foot tall Kiss poster for their apartment.
That's pretty good. They're high ceilings, Jimmy. You got high ceilings.
Yeah, right?
So
do you want to go back to FIFA? Because
yes, I want to get back to FIFA. So, dude, what FIFA? It's so corrupt. So the fact that the World Cup is in Qatar, is it Qatar? The fact that the World Cup is in Qatar is Qatarded. Okay, there's a bunch of Qatards. thank you. Oh, zero calories. Do I still look thin, or do I look like I put some on?
You look even thinner.
Yeah, I know. But I gotta get muscle, right? I don't look muscular.
No, you're in a good spot.
You think
I just
look good?
Just get lean. I would just go on the Stairmaster. Just get lean. Why not?
Do you
imagine
feel
you
lean?
With abs? You with abs would be.
Do you feel? How do you feel about your body?
Well, no.
Physique?
After Thanksgiving, I don't feel great. But I drank a lot.
Right. Do you work out every day?
Yeah.
Do you think you've put weight back on, or your weight's the same over the past
Probably
2 years?
Probably about the same. Heavier after Thanksgiving, but about the same.
Right.
Yeah,
because you've kept all your weight off, but because your whole life changed. But you don't do the fasting. You just eat mostly salads.
I do the fasting, and there's salads. There's a lot of time between them.
Right, but you still like haven't had a piece of pizza or a pie or anything.
Oh no, I mean I've gone off here and there when I'm drunk.
Right.
But for the most part, not a lot.
Yeah. Like you haven't had like a fucking like a sandwich like
not like a Joey Rose's official sandwich.
Yeah, not in years. You've never had one from Joey Rose.
Well, no, I've had them.
But
yeah,
not
yeah.
A
I
lot.
Had to try it. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not, you know, disciplined, but what are you going to do? We're all dying.
Yeah. So the fact that the World Cup's in Qatar is it's Qatarded and clip it. And because it clearly was bought with bribes from Qatar. Now, this is, by the way, Qatar is not the only country that's done this. Russia bribed. All these countries bribe. And when I watched this documentary, it was so, it's so rampant, the bribery from FIFA, that, and they believe that they will never get caught, that even after they got caught, they still continue to bribe because they're like, who cares? We're not going to go to jail. And then it all came down. They all went to jail. It all stems from this guy. His name is Sepp Blatter. They're Swiss. That's a weird last name. My Blatter. Oh, I feel it in my Blatter. His name is Joseph Blatter, Sepp Blatter. And he's the head of FIFA. And he actually, it's the mafia. It was being the Godfather. Everybody under him got pinched except him. He did not, you could not trace anything to him because he was the top dog. Dude, there was this guy. Google this guy, Chuck Blazer. This guy, Chuck Blazer, who's actually from Queens. Look what a fat piece of shit this guy was.
Oh my God.
Like, Google Chuck Blazer's bot. Dude, this guy, I could not believe that nobody mentioned, like, just what a fat mess of a guy this was. Like before he shaved his beard, I've never seen a guy with this many chins. Like it was like the reason why I bring it up, I don't mean to body shame him, but it's like it was the epitome of greed. Like you were eating nonstop, you were taking money nonstop, you were partying nonstop, just greed. Look at his face. Like, you know, like And he died actually of colon cancer and diabetes and heart shit. But this guy,
wow, R.I.P.
R.I.P. He became a rat. He became a rat and an informant for the FBI because they had him on tax evasion. He didn't pay, he had owed $15 million in taxes. So my point is like a guy like that who was bribing, who was smart. Why would you not pay your taxes? Like, you know, you're eventually going to get caught for that. It's almost like they have a death wish. Right, that's probably always overeating, mm-hmm. And that you got like a subconscious death wish. But he was a guy from Queens. He was taking all bribes. Then this guy Jack Warner, who was the president of CONCACAF, which is the Caribbean nations, they were taking bribes. Because I didn't understand how FIFA works. So when you become FIFA president, this is why in the United States we have the Electoral College, because FIFA, right? Every country gets one vote to vote for president. So, you know, the mighty countries like Brazil, Spain, and Germany that win World Cups, they get one vote. And so does, you know, Trinidad and Tobago, who's only ever even been to one World Cup. Or, you know, even the United States probably doesn't deserve, you know, that much. Isn't, you know, really that good on the main stage. Even they only get, they all get one vote. Everybody gets one vote. So what would happen was, is in order to make the, you know, Caribbean, you would have to keep the Caribbean countries happy somehow. So the head guy of that, because they all get one vote. If you don't win the Caribbean, you're not going to win president of FIFA. So this guy, Sepp Blatter, the reason why he was able to stay in power for so long is because Jack Warner, who was the president of CONCACAF, who was on the FIFA kind of committee, was taking bribes, would take bribes from Sepp Blatter, would take bribes from, you know, all these people to get the votes for Sepp Blatter. And it was all like this crazy scandal. And basically that's how Russia and Qatar got the World Cup bids, is they went into literally the night before they were voting for where the World Cup was going to be placed in 2018 and 2022. Russia and Qatar went into these guys' hotel rooms and just gave them bags of cash to get their vote. And it's all proven.
Wow.
They gave them bags of cash because, dude, Qatar, why would you? The World Cup is played in June. It's played in mostly June and July. You're going to have it in Qatar where it's 140 degrees? No. No. Your people are going to... Dude, they say 5,000 Qatari citizens or 5,000 slaves, to be honest. Slaves from... I believe they're coming from Saudi Arabia. 5,000 slaves have died making those stadiums in Qatar. Dude, when Qatar got the World Cup, when they got told they were going to host a World Cup in 2010, they didn't even have one stadium. Now they have like 8 soccer stadiums. And 5,000 people die doing it. But where the... But white guys are the problem! But where are the bad guys? So it's just like... I don't understand! They're the ones with slaves! Prize Picks makes sports even more fun. I love using Prize Picks. It's my favorite app for daily fantasy. How does it work? You pick 2 to 6 players, and if they go score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you win up to 25 times your money on any entry. I love it. I mean, how great is that? No competing against other people. It's just you versus the projections available. Fair and square. Safe and fast withdrawals. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. Currently operational over 30 states plus Canada. And they have all the sports. Football, men's college basketball, women's college basketball, NFL, NBA, MLB, blah, blah, blah. Download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code CHAOS. If you deposit $100, Prize Picks will give you $100. If you deposit $50, Prize Picks will give you $50. Do not forget to enter promo code CHAOS to sign up for an instant deposit match up to $100. All right, with the bustling holiday season just around the corner, it's the perfect time to plan ahead with Factor, baby, a ready-to-eat meal delivery. They shop, prep, cook, and deliver to your door so you can enjoy chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals during the holidays, minus the hassle. 34 meals per week, including Gourmet Plus, Keto, Calorie Smart, Vegan, and Veggie, and all anything you want. Holidays are already jam-packed, so why the hell worry about cooking, baby? Factor is cheaper than dining out. Put the money you save towards holiday fun and you time, all right? You need a special occasion meal? Gourmet Plus is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, upscale options made easy. All right, so right now, if you go to the website is go.factor75.com/chaos60 and use the code chaos60 to get 60% off your first box. That's code chaos60 at, this is the website, go.factor75.com/chaos60, get 60% off your first box. I'm sick and tired of Middle Eastern privilege. They have fucking slaves. They're rich. How come we don't say, hey, Middle East princes, they can do whatever they want. They're above the law. They're rich and they have slaves. But, you know, I'm an evil because I wear sweaters from Zara. Oh, God. All I want is Theraflu. Look at this. World Cup fan assassinated in Iran for honking his car horn after USA win. So what country's Mehran Samak was assassinated, shot in the head and killed by regime militias in Anzali, northern Iran, by Iran? Oh, you know why, though? Because there were people in Iran, okay, because of the pro... By the way, what's happening in Iran... This guy's hot. do you know what's happening in Iran?
No, I'm clueless. Okay. I'm clueless.
So what's happening in Iran is... Iran. Because they say Iran is... It's you can't say that. So but pull up to... I'm going to explain what's happening in Iran, but pull up USA... World Cup captain getting grilled by Iranian newscaster or Iranian media. Yeah, this. We're going to play this in a second because I thought that the captain of the U.S. What's the kid's name? What's the captain? Go down a little bit. Yeah. What the hell is his name? Go down.
Hi. I'm Curtis.
Sucks.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Get a better clip.
Today. Fuck today.
Yeah. Fuck today, dude. I'm not watching today until they bring back Matt Lauer.
Fuck it. Yahoo Finance. Let's go.
Yeah. What the hell's the kid's name? You keep saying captain. This is why nobody watches soccer. Why do I want to? You know, I want to fucking, I want to know this kid's name, dude. I scream LeBron James when I come. Tyler Adams.
What the fuck?
All right, Tyler Adams. All right. So we'll talk about Tyler Adams in 1 second, because what's happening in Iran, Iran Trump. What's happening in Iran is there's protests for the first time in a long time. Same thing in China. They're protesting the COVID lockdown, which is wild. And Iran is protesting because a 22-year-old girl, forgetting her name, but a 22-year-old a woman, she was killed in police custody because I think she wasn't wearing her headscarf, and then she got arrested for that, and then she was killed in police custody. And men and women in Iran now are protesting, like, against the regime. And, of course, Iran doesn't allow that. And Iran is, you know, basically pissed off because they're like – and the Iranian soccer team, football team – in their match against England last week, did not sing the national anthem of Iran, and the cameras of the world were on them, and the Iranian government said, if you don't behave the next game, which means you better sing the fucking national anthem, we're going to detain your families, okay? That's, by the way, that's, I think I've spoken about this, but that's how, that's, will change everything for you in life, when, live your life like you're in the Iranian government. I want you to have Iranian government rules in life. What I mean by that is, instead of thinking about what this bad decision you're about to make is going to affect you, think outside yourself and say, how's it going to affect others? That's what Iran said. Iran said, Iran didn't say, hey, we're going to detain you, Iranian soccer player, because then they know the soccer player won't give a shit. They'll be like, ah, do whatever you want to me. I don't care. They said, we're going to take your family. Then you start to listen. So think about your life that way. My bad decisions don't affect me. They affect the ones I love. And then you'll make better decisions. Okay?
Pelosi.
That's what it is. Chris Pelosi. So, Schweppes. So that's where the protests are happening. And, you know, the Iranian journalists in Qatar, you know, the day before the game, you know, basically wanted to grill the U.S. captain, Tyler Adams, and wanted to get, like, a moment for that they could use to be like, oh, watch this, you know, U.S. kid kind of yell back at us when we ask him a tough question. Listen to the question and listen to the answer that Tyler Adams gave was so respectable, was so educated, was so calm, was so just the definition of you catch more bees with honey by just being nice. And then we kicked Iran's ass 1-0. Play this clip. I love Tyler Adams. I want to get him on the pod.
Iran, not Iran.
Also questioned him about the treatment of black people in the U.S.
My apologies on the mispronunciation of your country. That being said, you know, there's discrimination everywhere you go. In the U.S., we're continuing to make progress every single day.
The coach and captain aiming to keep the team focused on moving to
so
the next
That wasn't.
Let me find it.
Yeah, can you find the unedited? Because I hate when news companies do. Can you just stop making everything about you? Why do I have to hear your dumb reporting voice on this? Why don't you just play the clip of what the kid Tyler Adams said and shut your fucking dumb Today Show mouth? Okay, just shut the fuck up. Every news, everybody's got to interject their own shit.
Helper 2000.
I don't even know if this is it. Let's see.
Are those brothers? Those two? We have the U.S. Men's team have too many of the white guys have ponytails. It bothers me.
The mispronunciation of your country. Okay. That being said, you know, there's discrimination everywhere you go. You know, one thing that I've learned, especially from living abroad in the past years and having to fit in different cultures and kind of assimilate into different cultures, is that in the U.S. we're continuing to make progress every single day.
Good answer, Tyler.
See, it was a good answer because they also, the second part of that question that we didn't hear was that the Iranian government, the Iranian journalist said, you know, how do you feel? How do you play for a country that treats black people the way it treats people? And it's like, Iran, I think that the U.S. treats black people better than you treat your own people, I would imagine, you know?
But see, Russia taught them that. With all the stuff they did during COVID with the Facebook groups, now everyone's like, it's a hack premise now.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, yeah, that's a good point where it's like it's worked against, you know, equality in a way now, because now, because the Russian government did that, now anytime you see Black Lives Matter, people think, ah, it's Russian bullshit, when it's like it, you know. Equality happens on a small scale, not a big scale. Equality happens individual by individual, not, you know, when Pepsi makes a commercial about equality, we assume it's bought out and fake. Equality
with
happens.
Kendall Jenner, remember that one?
Yeah, that was real. I'm sure Kendall Jenner, yeah, that was fucking real. Could you imagine Kendall Jenner trying to take the Pepsi from a real guard? They would get shot with a fucking assault rifle immediately.
Bro, this commercial.
Look at this fucking commercial. Do you remember this Pepsi commercial with Kendall Jenner?
So terrible.
Is this one of the worst commercials of all time?
What are the most ill-conceived?
But what's worse, this or the Balenciaga kids in with S&M stuff on?
I think this is cringe. That's pedophilia.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, giving a... Yeah.
Well, that's one thing. You know, Kanye's gone full insane. But the one thing I give him credit for, the other day he released a video where he goes... Why is none of the celebrities who hate me not talking about the pedophile Balenciaga shit?
It's a good point.
But he's still nuts.
Yeah.
He's still fully nuts.
He's nuts.
He got Trump Trump is done now because of him.
Here, man, I got to be honest. It's. I'll say it too. I think that even my friends who are big Trump guys, even they're saying, we do not think this guy should run for, it's going to cause more harm than foul. So I do think the Trump era, it's over.
Yeah, man. It's over. Embarrassing now.
He's not going to even come. So it's going to be one of those things where, like, he can run and campaign, but he's not going to get the vote. It's not going to happen.
Even
this
the
time.
Cadence. It just feels like Catskills comedy now. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's gone out of style. It's over.
You had your moment, and it's over now. Yeah, it does. It does feel like it's over.
It's like crowd work clips for comedians.
Yeah. No more crowd work. Yeah. Yeah, by the way, I don't post any stand up. Or as much stand-up anywhere near it on my social media anymore, because I want my stand-up, the stand-up experience to be a live experience. I want you to come to the show and see it live. I don't want to just put it out there because there's a disconnect. Stand-up is meant to be taken in live. And my new hour of material, I'm really proud of, and I think you guys will have a good time doing. If you're sitting in the front few rows, I mess with the crowd a little bit, but then it's all, you know, brand new material from Specie Weshy. I don't repeat 1 second from Specie Weshy. I talk about some of the things you might have heard on the pod, but in stand-up form, so you don't know what the punchline is unless you come to the show. But speaking of things being over, Squid Game actor, what's his name? Suey Wooey? What's the Squid Game name's actor? The old guy from Squid Games. Squid Game actor Oh Young Soo has been charged with sexual assault. And he's an old man. So to be charged with sexual assault, and I don't know, like, I feel like if you're getting charged with sexual assault in Korea, I think that's probably pretty real, yeah. Because... somebody said it might be another game he's playing.
Oh, God.
Way to go. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the thing, too. You're never too old to sexually assault, you know? My aunt used to work in a hospital. She said a lot of STDs would come in with 75 and older. Nursing homes. They would have sex in the nursing homes get a lot of big-time STDs.
Why would you stop? Why not?
Why the hell not? Yeah, this article stopped me in my tracks when I was reading it in the throes of a NyQuil sweat. San Francisco votes to approve robots to use deadly force. So, they could have been there to stop Paul Pelosi from his gay tryst. wait, so now Nancy Pelosi is not the Speaker of the House?
No, she stepped down. Somebody replaced her. We have who replaced her.
So, yeah, because I don't know who, I don't know anything.
But that's why I said Pelosi before. The rant you were going on sounded like Pelosi. They went after her family, so she got out of there.
So Pelosi's not in politics at all anymore?
I'm sure she's doing some bullshit somewhere, but...
Pelosi's successor, Hakeem Jeffries. Okay. So Hakeem Jeffries is the Democratic leader, but I don't think he's the Speaker of the House because I think the Republicans... lead the house, right? I don't fucking know.
I'm tuned out of this.
I don't know. I don't care anymore. To be honest, even when I see politics, like when I'm watching the news now, I'm only looking to see if they say anything about FIFA World Cup or if they find the murderer from the University of Idaho slayings.
Oh, that's a that's wild crazy case. Dude,
do you know like where what like you know like when you watch like a movie or like an unsolved mysteries episode, like we're like living it. Like, dude, they have no clue who this person is, or multiple people. They said it was, yeah, go University of Idaho. First they said that they knew the killer. Then they said they didn't know the killer. Now they say they might not know. Yeah, may have been a targeted attack. Then they found a dog that was skinned alive, like down the road.
I haven't been paying attention to all the details. All right, they found a skinned dog. What are the mysterious parts? They found a skinned dog.
Skinned dog, and then they found four kids stabbed like 30 times each. No murder weapon. No. They said that the killer, it was definitely a crime of rage because the killer left the crime scene like all like a mess, but didn't leave any like DNA evidence or fingerprints. Like they have no idea who it is. So whoever did it, or maybe they did leave DNA or fingerprints, but whoever did it is not linked to anything.
Well, this is what happens when Dahmer and Dexter have fucking multiple
seasons. I was going to say, I kind of blame some of this on the way that we make serial killing like look cool. It's like, dude, that's the problem. It's not comedy. It's you can't make serial killers and it, like you can't make them look hot and cool and, you know, cool angles and cool music and beats. You can't do that, especially with the mental illness. You can't say at the same time that mental illness is on the rise and then also make serial killer after serial killer fun, you know, scripted show on Netflix or whatever streaming service. It's one or the other. You got to then, you know, either fix the mental health by getting that programs out of here or, you know, fucking just don't make it anymore. I don't know. I but listen, Dahmer season two, will I audition? You bet your ass I will.
Insecure victim.
Yeah, I will be the insecure victim. God, I got to stop eating pizza.
No, but it is like comedy. You got into comedy from watching Carlin, from watching Lou. You know what I mean? So
right.
They're watching this. They want to be a headliner.
They just want to be a headliner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to Phoenix at the end of January. I just put the shows on sale in Phoenix. I feel like Phoenix is a good place for a serial killer. So,
dude, creepy.
Yeah. So, Phoenix got big open spaces, deserts, cactus. So if you want to come to my shows in Phoenix, if you're thinking about it, come through and, you know, see if you can get into the green room. You're going to have to get past Sergio, but... You know,
I mean, we'll just throw a pack of Newports.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I think it's January 26th to the 28th, the last week of January. ChristyComedy.com. We just put Phoenix on sale. Stand up live should be dope. Again, brand new hour of material. Cristiano Ronaldo got $225 million offer to play for the Saudi Arabian team. The thing is, nobody cares. Okay. Like, people are like, oh, you know, money is, I know they say it's the root of all evil. It's very difficult to not be motivated by money. It's like, yes, Saudi Arabia has slaves. Yes, they're bad people. Yes, they probably coordinated 9/11. But if they give you $225 million, you're going to go fucking play for them. Saudi Arabia gave me $100 million. Guess what, baby? Guess what? I'm throwing on a burqa and I'm ready to go. Okay? And I'm ready to go. And I'll be part of fucking Qatar Nation.
You would not make it home.
I would no. Chinese bots swamp Twitter with porn to hide news of mass protests. That's the smartest thing the Chinese have done since their big win in 2020. Is that is if you want to get the people's minds off the protest, you flood it with porn. Great, great, great idea. China, though, it does feel like, and again, I am not a political strategist. I don't know anything other than a little bit about FIFA and about World War II documentaries. I does feel over the last, I don't know, 18 months that Russia and China are getting weaker. Right? It feels like, at least publicly, they don't seem as big, strong, and scary as they once were. Now, I'm not saying the U.S. is getting stronger, but I do know that they're getting weaker. It feels like they're getting much weaker.
It kind of feels like when you find out your older brother's just a loser.
Yeah. Like, they're kind of weak. And, you know, I guess that's a good thing. But I don't know. It just feels like, you know, now you know they can't control their own population. Russia, of course, feels like they're losing the war in Ukraine. If that's true, and I'm just not as scared of Russia and China anymore.
But that's when people get crazy.
Right. That's when they're like, oh, I don't scare you. And then, boom, they throw a nuke. What country should we be scared of? Who do you think we should be scared of?
Jeez, man. I don't know.
Mexico?
Honestly, anywhere. I mean, the cartel seems like the scariest thing ever.
Yeah, cartels are bad. Yeah, that's why I'm supposed to be going to Costa Rica with Tank Sinatra.
Dude, you're going to die.
Bro, and then I Googled. And then Costa Rica, I was 2 days ago when I was sitting at home dry heaving. I saw an article, a family in Costa Rica was swimming in the river and then an alligator came and bit their 8-year-old's head off in front of them. Just literally decapitated a boy, their son, in front of them and then took the body under the fucking river.
Dude.
And then it resurfaced a month later and they captured and they cut open his stomach and they found the kid's clothes in the stomach.
No.
It's like, well, I don't want to go to Costa Rica, dude. Especially, I don't need to get beheaded by an alligator.
And also, all these Bitcoin millionaires are dying mysteriously now. And Costa Rica feels like where they would kill another Bitcoin millionaire, Tank Sinatra.
Yeah, right?
They're going to get him next.
Interesting. So I'll go, but I'll just stay on the other side of the resort. Well, no, now Vinny wants to fucking go. She's excited to go to Costa Rica.
Oh, you got it in her head now?
Maybe I'll just let her go. Mark Norman and Tank Sinatra can go, and I'll just stay home with the kids. Stay home.
She comes back with a one-woman show.
Oh, dude, I can't wait till that starts. Dude, the I Am Poppy segment, I got two I Am Poppy segments. One, the show, let me tell you something. The show Wednesday on Netflix is amazing. It's about Wednesday Addams from the Addams Family. That show is one of the best shows on Netflix I've seen in a long time. The only problem I have with that show is that they picked Fred Armisen to play Uncle Fester. Oh. What a horrific casting choice. Fred Armisen did a comedy special about guitars, and now you're having him play Uncle Fester? I don't get it. Fred Armisen is good in shows like Portlandia. When you want to have a show like Portlandia, good. Fred Armisen, you know, more of that Portland liberal Fred Armisen kind of like, you know, funny, but not going to like, you know, you're not like hysterical laughing. Those people don't hysterical laugh. Like, it's not like gut punching comedy. That's not Fred Armisen. It's not never who he was. It's like you get polite laughs with him. That's who he is. It's fine. That's a genre of comedy. He's funny. He's funny enough. You know, he doesn't go for the kill. Right. Uncle Fester is, you know, a fucking Republican. Uncle Fester's like the Addams Family are Republicans.
What?
The Addams Family are Republicans. No, I don't know what I'm saying.
Because they're monsters?
They're monsters. No, Fred Armisen's funny. I just didn't think Fred Armisen's good.
No, I kind of, that's weird. That's a weird casting.
Yeah, by the way, Fred Armisen is a, you know, comic Hall of Famer, so I was just kidding. He is funny. The special about the guitars, it grows on you. I just didn't think he was the right pick for Uncle Fester, Fred Armisen. But I've never met Fred Armisen. He's probably a nice guy. He probably looks like a guy who probably wouldn't like me. But what can you do?
You never know.
Think Fred Armisen's funny?
Yeah, definitely. He's a comedic actor. He's hilarious. I don't know if I've never seen him live.
I think Fred Armisen probably is funny.
Yeah.
I should probably... I don't know what I was saying before.
Shout out Fred Armisen.
Shout out Fred Armisen. I think you are funny. I don't even know why the hell I just said what I said. That was stupid.
They're
of
calling the Wednesday racist for.
Oh, interesting. Wednesday called racist for casting black actors as bullies. Right. Well, I think black people can be bullies too. Just like why I think anybody can be a bully. I don't think a bully is associated with race.
Well, this show reminds me, I haven't watched it all the way through.
It's awesome. Do you like it?
I haven't seen enough of it. I just seen clips. But it reminds me of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. They brought back like this, like dramatic and dark.
But it wasn't as good?
But also in Sabrina, the bully was a black girl.
Interesting. All right, so maybe they are racist.
Maybe it's just what they do at Netflix. I don't know.
Yeah, can you... Yeah, it's interesting. You usually...
So what's the spin on it? It's not like the regular Addams Family, right? Is the hand in it, the hand that walks?
Oh, yeah, Thing, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
The two casting choices that were weird to me were Fred Armisen as Uncle Fester and Luis Guzman as Gomez Addams, because normally Gomez Addams is like played by a hot guy, like a hot Latino guy, and Luis Guzman, you know, hot, but not like a sexual, not like so sexy, you know?
Hmm.
It's interesting. Yeah, but the spin on it is it's a murder mystery this year.
Okay.
It's a murder mystery about an animal that's murdering a beast that's like murdering people in the woods. You don't know who it is. And then there's even like controversy about Gomez Adams could have been a murderer, and it's a whole show. But I feel bad about what it said about Fred Armisen.
I think it'll be okay. I'll send it to his people.
Should we name this episode I'm Sorry, Fred Armisen? Yes. Let's name this show I'm Sorry, Fred Armisen. I took my 9-year-old son to Hooters to celebrate good grades. Trolls say I'm creepy as fuck. I don't think so. I think that's fine. Listen, 9-year-old kids think about titties. Okay? Like, they think about tits, and he went with his mom. Or is that his dad?
We also don't know his preferences.
That's true. These Hooters girls got big butts. Nice butts, too.
Beautiful people.
I haven't stepped foot in a Hooters in about 15 years. When's the last time you've been to Hooters?
Probably like 3 years ago. It's where
the
bus drops you off in Queens. If I took
where?
The express bus.
Where is there a Hooters in Queens?
Fresh Meadows.
Nice.
Shout out.
Quality. So what, do you just have a beer in Hooters?
I'll just stop by for a beer if I'm waiting on a ride.
Do you have to be like a hot chick, right? Like you have to be.
Oh, no. No, there's some people who look like feet walking around in that uniform.
Can you be a guy and work at Hooters now?
You're going to be the first one. Let's apply.
We should do that where I apply for Hooters.
You do dirty jobs?
Mike Rowe is the best. Remember when we had him
on
a podcast?
That was a great interview. We'll have him back. We should have him back.
I know it was crazy. I was thinking, because I saw Mike Rowe on somebody's podcast recently.
I saw it too. I forget which one. Maybe Flagrant. I forget.
Yeah, maybe. And I was like, oh, it'd be great to get Mike Rowe on one day. And then I remembered we had him on. But it was Zoom.
Yeah, it was Zoom. It was
everything
whatever.
On Zoom kind of doesn't
it
count.
Stinks.
Man,
yeah.
I feel bad about Fred Armisen. The guy, he was a legend on SNL, and I'm talking shit about him. What the fuck have I done? You've done nothing, Chris. Chris, you've done absolutely fucking nothing besides, okay, a fucking Netflix special that was mostly pimps editing. You hated your stand-up. Your stand-up sucked in that fucking special. You did Comedy Central specials that nobody saw. And then what? You do a couple of podcasts? Because what? You sold a few hundred tickets in a few cities? Like, fuck you, dude. Fred Armisen was on SNL and in movies and in hit shows. Until you've done anything, why don't you shut your stupid fucking mouth, Chris, and don't talk shit about anybody. I'm sorry, Fred Armisen. You're a god, dude. You're the man, Fred. And I hope that I hope that, you know, we can be friends one day. God, I love you, Fred. It wasn't me, Fred. Honestly, it's because I'm on Sudafed. My name's Sudafred Armisen.
It was in V's notes.
Yeah, it was in V's notes. V's in Miami at Art Basel right now. Nobody cares about this show.
Speaking of that, word of the year this year.
Gaslighting is the Merriam-Webster's 2022 word of the year. It's a word that has risen so quickly in the English language, and it basically is like making you feel bad for something when I'm the one who's really the piece of shit. But you know that it comes from a movie, Gaslit, which is from like the 1930s or 40s. So it's been around a while, but like, I guess, but gaslighting is one of those things where people are like, stop gaslighting me. You can almost use it as a crutch now, where it's like, now it's like counterproductive. It's like, you're going to gaslight, you're gaslighting me by making me feel bad. But really, the one who's the accusing of the gaslighting is probably still the wrong one.
My policy is as soon as that word leaves a person's mouth, I have to treat them as if they're special.
Right.
Because they think they're the, you know.
Yeah.
The main character.
This is going to be the fucking problem. There's too many. Here's the issue. Here's what really
the
issue.
But you also got gaslit by, you know, a certain network for a long-winded TV show for no reason.
I did get gaslit. I did, yeah. But now I'm starting a new TV show next week. Oh, by the way, next week, I know the podcast was late this week and I apologize. Next week, the podcast will be coming out Wednesday night, early Thursday morning, not Tuesday, because I'm filming. The next 2 weeks will probably be out Wednesday because I'm filming a TV show and I can't do it on our Mondays when we normally record to have the episode out Tuesday. So the episode will be, Chrissy Chaos will be one day late the next 2 weeks. I apologize. But then we're right back to schedule mid-December. But there will be new episodes, just 1 to 2 days late. Apologies.
We can also try a guest host if the fans want somebody to try hosting Chaos, you know?
Do you want to do that? either write in the YouTube comments or
let's do the YouTube comments.
Do the YouTube comments. Write in the YouTube comments. Do you think we should have a guest host the next 2 weeks? And if you do, who should it be?
Whatever guest people write, whoever gets the most likes, we'll ask.
That's what we'll do. Good. Great idea. So sorry about that. But, you know, it's interesting. It'll be Chrissy TV shows. I want to take questions from the Newports. Of course, the only way to get involved is at patreon.com/ChristyComedy. You can ask questions for the show. We like getting people involved. We like talking to them. We like reading out their names. And we encourage you guys to make funny Patreon names. Make funny Patreon names. We will read them out every show from now on. If they're funny, we'll read them out. From Darren Wilkes. If you can switch bodies for 1 week with any person in history, who would it be and why? Switch bodies? Who do I want to switch bodies with? I would say I'd want to switch bodies with Dolly Parton. Ooh. Just because she was my first crush. And I thought about when I was a little kid so many times of what it would be like to have my hands all over Dolly Parton. So I'd like to be Dolly Parton and just finger myself.
I read a weird article about her that she was going to attempt suicide, but then her dog came in when she was high and she looked at her dog and her dog was so happy to see her, she stopped attempting suicide.
Really? Dude, Dolly Parton would have killed myself when I was a baby, I'd be profoundly... If Dolly Parton would have killed herself when I was a baby, I'd be profoundly different. Dolly Parton did Playboy?
No, these are all fakes.
I was going to say, holy shit. All right, good question. I'd definitely be Dolly Parton. Love Dolly. This is from Bruce. Your thoughts on missing out on a Matty Healy smooch, lead singer of the 1975. How would that kiss be? A little peck or full on tongue? I retweeted an article at my Twitter at Christy Comedy of Matty Healy kissing a boy on stage. And I was on Dayquil and feeling hopped up, but I remember feeling like depressed that wasn't me. I want to kiss Matty Healy from the 1975. I just want to do that. And would it be tongue? Yeah, it'd be tongue. It would be tongue. And I'd grope him. I'd grope Matty Healy. And if he didn't like it, I'd throw him off stage and I'd start singing his songs because I know every word. Good question, Darren Wilkes. Again, make funny names. Go to patreon.com/ChristyComedy. Make funny names. If you're already a Patreon member, redo your name and make a funny name, and we will read them out when we read the questions, okay?
I also had one fan tweet at me about 1975.
What did he say?
He was supposed to do a song with Taylor Swift, but passed on it.
He passed on it.
Apparently.
I like that. Yeah, because he's an artist, man. Matty Healy, like I told you, dude, pain is art.
What was your Spotify Unwrapped? Do you even listen to music on Spotify? You're Apple, right?
Yeah. No, I'm Spotify.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure it was all 1975. How do I see my Spotify?
You just open it and it'll say like play, you know, it'll
So just open my Spotify?
Yeah, go to your Spotify.
All right, I'm going to my Spotify. And now what?
And then when you go to
Your 2022 Unwrapped.
Yeah, so yeah, let's read that out loud. What do you got?
So what do I do? Just play?
Yeah, press play and it'll go through graphics. It's like Instagram stories.
Okay, here we go. 2022 Unwrapped. The year you ventured into the genreverse.
Oh, boy. How many genres
1975.
It should say how many genres.
You explored 71 different genres.
Okay.
Look at you, you little astronaut. From sunrise to sunset, you kept it interesting.
Let's see.
That listening added up.
It'll play. No. It'll play a graphic that'll pop up eventually here.
With one song, it was Love at First Listen. Your top song was Is There Someone Else by The Weeknd.
How many times?
You played it 74 times with the most listens on January 18, 2022.
Wow. And then it'll say your top five artists this next one.
You played 1,435 songs, but these played again and again.
Oh, let's see what songs you got.
Is There Someone Else by The Weeknd? Provide by Chris Brown and Mark Morrison. Happiness by the 1975. Bodies by The Knox. And Valerie by Amy Winehouse.
What the fuck, dude? Go to the next one. What's wrong with you?
Oh, Providers by G-Eazy.
Oh, no.
Okay. Your year can't be contained in a playlist, but we tried anyway. Your top songs of 2022. Here are your top 100 songs.
Oh, this is just like...
Is Listen there another to 1,022 artists.
No, let's see. There should be one more that says your top five artists.
1975, your top artist this year was the 1975. You spent 1,892 minutes together. You were in the top 0.5% of the 1975 wow. listeners this year. Wow. So I wasn't really in that. That means that I didn't really listen that much.
Oh, really?
Well, top 0.5%.
Oh, okay.
So meaning there were 99.5% 1975 listeners that listened way more.
Damn, bro. You're not really a fan even.
Fuck. I am, though.
I want to know your top five artists, it usually says.
You like these artists so much, we put them on the cover of a magazine. Your top artist. 1975, Kanye West, The Weeknd, The Band, Camino, and Drake.
Okay, Drake made it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Drake made it. That one's not that bad.
You spent 499 minutes listening to podcasts, almost nothing. Here's the top podcast: Joe Rogan, Feed Your Brain, The Ass Breaking Motivation, and Sadhguru. Not my own.
What a year you had.
You spent 125 minutes with your top podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience. This year you had Layers Like an Onion, but you listened to music unlike an onion. Time to meet your listening personality. Let's see.
Does it come up? I don't know what that last one is.
The Voyager.
Ooh.
Nice. You expand your world through sound. You're like a musical globetrotter or a musical sponge. Exploration, newness, loyalty, commonality.
Yeah, what week are we taking off again?
Here's your year squeezed onto a page. Thanks for spending 1975, Kanye West. Let's see.
That's really it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. They're funny, though. It's funny to see what you play the most. You always seem psychotic from it, you know?
Here, I'll send it to my IG guy. There we go.
Yeah.
All right, good. Good.
Dude, mine was cringe. My top song was MGK and Lil Wayne. I'm like, oh, I hate myself.
Hell yeah.
I hate myself. Yeah, when are we taking off again? I just wanted to tell the fans. We're going to have 1 week that's like a best of Patreon instead of an episode, right?
We are?
I thought we were. I forget.
Well, oh, yeah. The week in between Christmas and New Year's, we're going to do a best of Patreon for our YouTube episode just to round out the year, kind of, you know, and then we're going to come back strong in January. Big, 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 big news. This morning, I signed the lease for the new studio. We moved into Manhattan, baby. So the chaos, we're bringing vintage chaos into a new location. The first guest in the new studio is going to be Vinny. She's never been on the show. We're going to sit down. We're going to interview her. I'm going to tell her all the secrets I haven't told her. All right, maybe I won't. All right, Pimpy, anything else left to say? I can't breathe.
Buy the merch.
Buy the merch. Even though we know that you guys hated it, I could tell by the sales. Buy the merch. We're gonna get better merch that's simpler. Maybe it's just gonna say chaos on it or something cute. I'm gonna get merch that says FIFA.
Oh God.
I wanna buy merch. No, I'm gonna make merch that say pain is art. Let me know about those sleeve tattoos, the yellow and purple for Violet and Delilah. And then maybe I'll put a crack in my elbow for Tristan and a tattoo on my tip for Jasmine and crack on my back for Jerry. All right, I love you guys. Thank you so much. ChristyComedy.com. Please tell your friends. We're here every Tuesday, except for the next 2 weeks, because I'm doing the TV show.